need one more. I just 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 need one more. You don't pick up from where I said, okay. Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Told on my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet. Cause I'm just trying to get a quick check. Then rest with my face in between. We got the lights. We got the camera. It's all about that action. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. This is What's the Wave. Thank y'all for tuning in wherever you may be watching and or listening. Please be sure to like, share, subscribe, tell your auntie because this is her favorite podcast. Can't deny that by any means. But today we have a great episode in line for y'all because we have a wonderful guest, a man who's trying to make a difference, make some change, do something positive for the city that I love, the city that we love here at What's the Wave. Mr. Dwight Monroe Jr. is in the building. How you doing today, my guy?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Love what you're doing for the community, man. It's truly a blessing.
Thank you.
Like you said, exposure leads to expansion. Let's get it.
Right on. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Like you said, we just happened to start following each other through social media and stuff. And you reached out and said, hey, I love the movement. I love what you're doing. I've been seeing his signs all around the city. You feel me? Driving around. I'm close to what you said. I'm in District 4.
I'm in four,
yep. But he running for District 5, and you feel me, that's right around in all the same area. So been seeing him out here putting in all the groundwork, and I'm glad we was able to connect because I do bring on a lot of brands and a lot of people to this platform, but I also love my city and my community, and I also want to see it grow for the best. And what you're doing is right in line with that, running for city council. I'm seeing another black man trying to make a difference politically because we're not very well versed usually in that area of life. So I'm glad I'm able to bring you on and we could talk about it and show the people a little bit more about what you stand up for, what you're doing and what you're trying to do as far as moving forward with your campaign. I'm going to, you know, throw some good rapid wave questions at you as well. Got to hit you with that. Got to have a little sports talk, you know, football season. I know your Niners didn't do too well today, but we'll get into that. We'll get into that as well. And then we'll get the full story arc, just kind of when you started down this walk of life for sure. So
excellent.
Without further ado, let's get into it. Got to hit all my guests with my monthly campaigns here at What's the Wave. Each month, I've been trying to do my own little kind of campaign, little theme for the month. October, I'm a big fan of Halloween, spooky season. So my question is, what do you fear? Of course, you know, fear no man, only fear God. You know, everybody has their beliefs and stuff they stand on. But at the end of the day, you're scared of something, maybe to fail, maybe to not reach your full potential, maybe to not let somebody down, you feel me, that's in your circle. Or even an actual fear of heights, of, you feel me, deep water, open water, anything like that. Could you speak to both the internal fears and the kind of external fears that you have?
Definitely, man. That's a great question. Literally, like, you know, we always dealing with something just as people, you know, so we always need to kind of be able to express ourselves and get those things out, mm-hmm. whatever they may be. But something I can definitely think of is my fears, you know, really just, you know, just letting people down. You know, mm-hmm. I'm really somebody that I really feel like my word is my bond.
Yeah.
You know, and if I tell you something, I'm going to follow through. If I can't follow through, I'm going to be, you know, you're going to get my best effort.
Facts.
You know, so I'm really that kind of guy, you know, is really just letting people down, different things like that, mm-hmm. you know, over promising, under delivering, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, you really got to come through, especially when you're dealing with public service. You know, you're dealing with people face to face, you're dealing with people on a personal level. You got to make sure that your word is really something that people can rely on. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's always been one of my biggest fears. You know, I'm a married man.
Right on.
You know, I like to always think I can't let my wife down. You know, things like that. I got something to live for, you know,
right.
different stuff like that. So, you know, it really gets deep. But, you know, and then on more of a silly side for sure. Yeah, if you get me like way too high up on a super skyscraper or something, I'm a little nervous for sure.
Facts, facts.
You know, that's it. I used to always hate dogs, honestly. But, but now I love dogs for some reason. I got two little dogs.
Right.
Little white dogs. So now I love dogs, but that was always one of my things where if you had a dog and I come to your house, I'm always asking like, hey, where your dog at?
Right,
put that thing up. You know, don't be letting it jump on me or nothing. You
facts,
know, so.
Facts. Yeah, like, I got some cousins who be like, no, we ain't walking nowhere because back in the day, we getting chased by dogs walking to the corner store. So,
for real.
But no, that's real. Just your personal stance on that pride of exactly of
not letting people down and, you know, kind of accepting that responsibility. Yeah. Because it is, you know, probably it's a blessing and a curse, you know.
Yeah.
But owning that and taking that to the serious degree, which is major. And it is a lot. It could be a lot at times, especially with the position you're in and what you're trying to do for your community.
Definitely.
Like you say, you're face to face. You have a direct impact on people's lives, whether they know it or not, if they're not aware. So that's real. That's very real. But I'm glad to hear it. But I see it's keeping you going. It's motivation.
Oh,
man.
Yeah,
it's motivation.
Man.
You feel me? Yeah, that's what
drives me every day.
Our fears definitely motivate us to either fight or flight, for sure. So
for real.
I love it. I love it. And kind of keeping it in that scope. I want to ask your perspective. You're running for the city council of Vallejo. So you've been around for a while. You've been around the city, got a good pulse, good feel for it. I just want to ask your general kind of feel, what you see the state of the city is in right now. Vallejo always has a reputation, and it might not be the best, but that's what we're here to change with What's the Wave and what you're here to do as far as your campaign as well. What would you say is the state of the city just overall, just from what you see? What do we need? What do we need to keep? What needs to change? What needs to stay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's a great question as well, man. And, you know, I truly love living in Vallejo. I've been here 8 years. You know, I'm about 5 to 10 minutes away, mm-hmm. walking distance from the waterfront.
There it is.
So, you know, it's so many different beautiful advantages to living here in this great city of Vallejo is what I've learned over the years. And really, as I see it, as the state of the city, truly, we a city that's in distress right now.
Mm,
you know,
very true.
We're dealing with a lot. You know, just this past month, September was very deadly.
Yes, very a lot of violence.
You know, a lot of gun violence, a lot of overdoses,
mm-hmm.
A lot of different sirens. That's what you're hearing.
Yeah.
And when you're hearing sirens, you're hearing out, you know, a call for a distress.
Mm-hmm.
And it really comes down, for me, it boils down to this distrust that we have with our city government. Mm-hmm. People just really don't trust our city government right now.
Very true.
People are not confident in our civic leaders right now. And so it just brings to my attention that, you know, people really do need to get more involved in knowing out who really is running the city, who's doing what, you know, who the city manager is, who your city council people are, you know, who your assembly people are, the mayor.
Right, because we barely get, after high school, after economics class, we don't get taught that, like, unless you major in that in college or nothing like that, there's no type of exposure, no type of platform that feeds us that information by any means, so.
Getting involved, you know, little things like that. The one benefit that I do see in this city is we have a very engaged community.
People really don't understand, but we do. We got a lot of doers.
We got a lot going on here in the city as far as different nonprofits, just nonprofits, community activists, community leaders.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of great people in this city that's putting on. So that is definitely one of the benefits. And then you guys that are born and raised in Vallejo, y'all wear it so proud, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, I've loved to just embrace that culture myself, you know, being a Bay Area resident, you know, my whole life. I definitely feel the similarities, but it's definitely, you got to earn your stripes out here, you know, in the V.
Yeah, but, for real.
You know, I love it, but, you know, been living out here, I feel like we a city of distress, but we gotta look for our future. You know what I mean? We got to start, you know, really start getting more engaged. So more people got to say in what's actually going on.
Yes.
Not just the select few of people that speak on certain issues at city council meetings or joining different commissions or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But we all got to realize that our voice is very important. And just being in a room, you don't have to say something all the time. But just being in a room and having your presence felt can change conversations as well. So people really need to understand that a real benefit to the community when you're just showing up for different things in the public. So that's huge. That's like the main thing, though, is that community engagement is what's really going to uplift us out of this distress.
Nah, for real, because it's always been those underlining tones about Vallejo of, like, I love how you said that distrust between our government, our civil government here in the city, with the police department, with the fire department, with the hospitals, with little stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of distrust there, and it's just so overlooked and just such like brushed over. Like exactly, we were talking beforehand. Since I've been in high school, we know Vallejo don't got no police. Like right. That's why everything crazy. Cause we got four police. Like we got four police officers, and now we learning our dispatch. We don't got no dispatch center. Like how crazy is that? That our calls, when you call 911, they don't even go to a building out here. No. They go to a neighboring city. Like that's so wild, and not everybody even knows that type of stuff. And so yeah,
it's deep too, because that's what the mainstream media portrays to us. But in real life, we do have way more than four officers. You know, we really do have officers. You see officers respond to shooting and stuff like that. So when you see something happen, you know, God forbid it's a shooting, but you know, when you do see something happen, you actually do see six officers there. Yeah. So you're like, obviously it debunks the myth that we have
changed that narrative.
Four officers, but that is what's portrayed.
Yes, that narrative is definitely carried heavy.
We have five, six officers here in the city, and people just, you know, they think it's the Wild Wild West.
Right.
You know, that's the term that a lot of people are using now. It's for like straight up Wild Wild West. But if you come to city council meetings, you'll probably see four officers there that night. So it, you know, again, debunks everything that, you know, that they're talking about as far as the media and it out there.
Just the feeling and just what was my awareness of the city, but exactly, it's a lack of it. Yep. It's a lack of it. It's ignorance for the most part.
It really is.
So moving forward, now that I have you here and we could kind of take that approach to help further explain that, let's start from the districts. As you see, running for city council, we get, what is it, two council people per district, or is it just one?
You're getting one council person per district.
Okay.
We got six districts now here
just in the city.
Yeah, so in 2019, we moved to district elections.
Okay.
So in 2020, we had the first district elections. That was District 1, which is, I believe, the Hidden Brook area.
Okay.
District 3, which is Glen Cove, and then District 6, which is South Vallejo.
Gotcha.
So they all got elected members back in 2020, all by district election. That was the first time they're representing that those districts until 2024.
Okay.
On a four-year term. So now we have three newly created districts. We got 2, 4, and 5. So District 2, that's going to be North Vallejo. That's going to be
shout out to Northside.
Yeah, Mini Drive and the Crest, College Park, those areas.
Got you.
And I believe Rancho is what they call it.
Probably, probably back over there. Yeah.
And then also you got District 4, which is Sacramento, Wilson, Mare Island Way.
Got you.
And also Mare Island.
Very close to waterfront-ish, all that area.
And it cuts off right there at, I believe, Mini as well.
Okay.
Pretty much everything on the left side of Sonoma.
Got you.
Or
depending what you're facing. Yeah. On the west side of Sonoma. Yeah. Got you. Okay.
And then you got Central Vallejo, District 5, which is where I'm running. And that's going to be from Cortola to Sereno Drive and then 29 to I-80. So it's centralized location of Vallejo, you know, highlighted by our police department and on Amador, things like that. So
GVRDs and all in there, GVRD, a lot of stuff. Yes, for sure.
So a lot of different elements to District 5, which is very unique to the city because it's also our commercial hub. You know, you got Redwood, you got Broadway,
Georgia,
you got Tennessee, Georgia, all these different historical areas of Vallejo.
Downtown really is damn near really all up in there too.
I used to always think of, you know, where I lived was downtown, but obviously with the new distinction of the district maps, I'm not downtown. I like to just call where I live at the States.
Yeah, for real. I don't know
if people call it that.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, that's always what I've called it since I've come out there. But
okay, you know, and then
all
so
those districts.
For the districts, were you able to pick and choose which district you were able to run for, or was that based on like where you lived at in the city, your proximity? It was kind of more like that.
So yeah, it all depends on where you live. Mm-hmm. And then so the way it all came about is actually, it was a lawsuit that came to California, most California cities, just saying that, you know, pretty much our election process was unfair. And you know, you pretty much, you have to be rich enough.
Yeah.
You got to know certain people. Yep. You got to be in.
Got to have cash and the connections. Cash and the connections.
Be in with these different crowds. So what we'd see in California is the same people would be getting elected, or they'd hold the seat for a long, very long time.
Yeah.
Or their family would hold the seat. Right. You know what I mean? Like, oh, the wife or whatever it might be, you know, literally somebody in their family would just take that spot next time.
Right.
Because they now have that much influence that they can just continue and to just power that like leverage. A machine.
Yeah.
And I mean, as you've seen, when I first came to Vallejo, we had 4 Filipino city council members out of 7 seats. And that was including the mayor. And it was a lot of chatter in the community about it's too much.
Right.
And, you know, it's not, we didn't have any Latino representatives up there. We didn't have any African-American representatives there. It was literally like one white person up there. You know what I mean? Like, so, but that just shows to how diverse Vallejo is. But it also,
we're super diverse.
You know, exemplifies that. Yeah, it's not all Filipino here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Is who's representing us. Yeah, for sure.
But those are the folks who, you know, they got the political power. So they broke all that up pretty much with this lawsuit of those claims that it was just not diverse enough as far as, you know, political accessibility. So it's been a blessing because what it does is actually gives every district a face.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I like that.
You actually get to see what that district represents. You know, I truly believe that a younger generation, you know, late 20s, mid 30s, and even 18 and up,
right?
We all pay taxes.
Facts.
First off,
facts.
I've been paying taxes since I was 16 years old. So I should have every right to say whatever I need to say or sit at the table or
know where your money going.
Slice of that pie.
Know where your money
just like everybody else. And it's very important for me to get that across to people is because you're actually contributing to this community.
Yeah.
You know, and if you continue to just sit on the sidelines until you're 40 or 50,
you
just wasted, you know, in my opinion. But, you know, I definitely always have thought a little different than most people, but those are some of the things that I like to think on when I'm thinking about this type of work.
And, now that you've broken it down in that sense, you don't have to explain maybe what your ideas are, but with that position being the head of a district in the city, what are you able to impact? What is the impact really of that position? Maybe what you see is best for that certain part, or just how does that position usually ran and should be handled?
Yes, so the way that I see city council working is how it's all playing out is the districting is very unique and specific to, I live in District 5. But as a council member, I'm still a Vallejo city council member. So I still represent Vallejo.
Right.
You know, the city, we represent District 5, and people want to emphasize that. But at the end of the day, you know, the decisions that you make, the votes that you make, the policies that you help set, or help dissolve, they gonna affect everybody in Vallejo, no matter what, you know, unless somehow you could, you know, word it to be like, well, only District 5 is getting this treatment or non-treatment or whatever it might be. So, you know, you owe it to everybody, but, you know, the districting, I think it's very unique because you're in the district, but you know, you still got to think about everything is going to affect all of Vallejo, all the decisions you make.
I see it, because I mean, I get it, like you still are breaking the city up into more areas, and now with a face to each area, they are going to try to, you know, do what's best for that district, but it's a collaborative effort, you feel me?
But in my district, you know, I like to think about, you know, economic development's one of my main thing, one of my main talking points. You know, now economic development, it sounds wordy, so it can go over a lot of people's head.
Right.
But literally, we're just talking about developing the economy.
Yes. And then just right in our area. That's all we're trying to do.
How you doing that? You shopping local. You know, you working with people that you know. You know, like I said, I, as a business owner myself, when somebody calls me for breaks, I could be down that day, you know what I mean? But somebody called me for the breaks, and that just turned it around.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Facts.
And maybe it gave me some momentum when now somebody else about to call me.
Right.
Because just that energy's in the air. I don't know. That's just
how I think sometimes,
you know. But I truly believe in, you know, shopping local. You know what I mean?
For
You ain't got to go to Petco.
Circulate
our dollar. We got Luxie's right there down the street.
Pal Brothers, all that around the corner.
Pal Brothers right there.
Sure.
You can go anywhere you need to go. Yeah, it might be a little bit more expensive, maybe, maybe
but
not.
You know where that dollar going.
But you know where that dollar going, and you know what you're doing for this community. And it really exemplifies You know, I was just in my Economic Vitality Commission meeting the other night, and when something I was thinking about, it's people always complaining about other cities, like, oh man, why El Cerrito super clean, or I'm just throwing cities out there. I'm not saying El Cerrito is super clean. It really isn't. But, or why Richmond is super clean or whatever. It's like, well, these folks are shopping local. You know what I mean? These folks might be shopping local, but they, and the policies that's set within their city is benefiting them because they're shopping local. And, you know, it's a lot of chatter right now. We got a new tax measure that's coming up. But the bottom line is people need to just shop local. And we will actually start producing in this community a little bit better. You know, it solves a lot of problems. So economic development. But my main thing is we not talking about our future enough. When you hear me speak at council, I'm speaking about our future. I'm speaking about the youth during these 100-degree days where we only got one pool in Vallejo.
For real.
Is across town that nobody in my neighborhood
could get to.
Nobody can walk over there all the way past Saks Hot Dogs.
Just to get to Cunningham.
Nobody's walking down there. And no parent is going to let their child walk down there.
Facts.
So we have Vallejo Plunge just sitting there.
Right.
You know, I read articles on it. It was, you know, pretty much mismanaged. And they just didn't want to keep up with it.
I was about to say, that's all it was. Mismanagement, laziness, just a lack of effort, it feels like, with the plunge. Because all the potential in the world, like all the potential is right
there.
Same thing with the Boys and Girls Club in North Vallejo. We could throw a pool over there. Now the kids in District 2, North Vallejo, all of that can have a closer resource. That'd be lovely. There is a pool.
Is there a pool in that one?
No.
Oh, wow. That big one right there at the park?
Nothing like that over there. So, yeah, like little stuff like that. So that's really real. Like I said, even addressing the future, because that's what's going to impact when we're older, how are we being taken care of based on the decisions that we made?
Creating these young leaders for this city, because it's a lot of promise out here. I've met some young, great young people, entrepreneurs. I do a lot of different little community cleanups and stuff like that. And, you know, just meeting these young people, they're motivated.
Same thing, really, through this podcast, I'm meeting a lot as well.
Even if they make beads or they make stones or whatever it is, you know, they have that mindset already. So those are the young people that's gifted, and they know they already looking.
It's beautiful. Let me throw this question to you then, to the younger generation, because that's who we're always trying to inspire, reach out to, talk to, build with. About voting. Voting is always a funny subject, a subject that is multi-generational. You know, you got old heads who hate, never voted a day in their life. Then you got, like, which one reason, shout out my older brother, he always says, like, people have died for just for us to have this right. Yeah. So why would I not? You feel me? No matter what you believe, if it works or not, people have literally put their lives on the line for that. So that's kind of my perspective. But not everybody, you know, has that some perspective, that same perspective. Even like I said, they might not believe in it. They don't trust it. They think it's a crock of BS. What would you say, just kind of from your experience being very well-versed or more well-versed than the average person like me politically about voting? Like, of course it's real. It's not a hoax. It works. I mean, national election, that could be another thing we've seen over the course of the last couple of elections, but locally voting matters. Like, we know that. But what else can you speak towards that impact that it has?
Yes, thank you for that question, man. It literally is everything. I'm glad you said what you said right there. People have literally died because that's not said enough.
Like, for real. You know? that's my main perspective.
And that's in every culture of America.
Yes.
Every single one of our cultures, from indigenous people to Spanish people to Latino.
Shout out Hispanic Heritage Month. I know we were in there, you feel me? Shout out there, you feel me?
We had a great exhibit at the museum to the 15th that just ended.
Nice, nice.
That was outstanding. Shout out the museum. But, you know, every culture, you know, is impacted by voting. Every single culture, the Filipino culture, every single culture in every city. And I really always emphasize, everybody's always looking at the president.
Right.
You tell me when you going to meet the president, or if you ever met the president, or you tell me.
I don't know. No president really, has been to Vallejo, California. I ain't even going to cap.
You tell me how that man or woman is really impacting your life. But you're complaining about this and that, but you don't even know who your city councilman is. city councilwoman is. You don't know who the mayor
is. Yeah, you could call them.
These are people you're supposed to be contacting first, mm-hmm. you know, in any hierarchy.
Right.
That's who you're going to be able to get in contact with. You're going to be able to get in contact with your local city council person if you're mm-hmm. aware of who they are. And it's as simple as literally typing in your city, cityofvallejo.com.
Yeah, and legit.
Type in whatever, you know, and they will go literally.
Our city board. All this is easy information, easily accessible. Yes. But like I said, it's taking the time.
It's taking that time. But young people, from what I'm hearing, are a little bit more energized these days because they actually get an extra credit to sign up to mm-hmm. register to vote on the way out of high school.
Yep.
High school seniors. That's one of the programs.
I got to pay to be a poll worker. Work the polls. And all that. I'm about to say, volunteer yes. got me a couple of dollars. All you know, nice types little, of couple stuff. $100. It was great.
There's all these different outlets to get people aware and energized to vote. But you can be registered. Mm-hmm. But voting
right.
is what matters.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, getting a ballot, letting it sit on your desk or letting it sit on your whatever for 2-3 weeks. We all do it.
It ain't been sitting here for that long, but I got mine, y'all. I got mine.
They just came out this week. Yeah, he has not been sitting on it for weeks.
We're going to fill it out.
I'm that type of guy, though. Like, mm-hmm. I'll fill it out. But I'm one of those people who want to go vote on election day too. So, mm-hmm. you know, I won't turn it in unless I'm literally pressed for time. Right. Like, okay, I only got a couple minutes. Let me just slide this thing in there because mm-hmm. I know I did vote. But, you know, we gotta make it like an event almost. Yeah. You know what I mean? For young people, you know, like there was that movement, MTV, like Rock the Vote, yep. different things like that. We gotta really get people energized because the local election is where the difference is made.
Yes.
These
folks, y'all don't know, this is where it's made. Here, at home first.
Yes.
Change here first.
Your President Biden and them, they told you that you had to wear a mask, but you really didn't have to wear a mask unless city council told you you had to wear a mask. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just real.
Right.
If the city is making this an ordinance or making this a mm-hmm. policy, then that's when it's really in law that's actually affecting you.
That's a good point, just even using a pandemic as an example, because everybody knows federal and state, those are always two different things. The federal has a certain amount of ability and capability of what they can control in your state, and the yes. state has another set. But then people may not realize, so does the city.
Yes.
So does the county. Like, yes. these are just different expansion zones that all play different roles, exactly, because the mask mandate, you could look at what Solano County was doing or what the city of Vallejo was doing or what California should be doing with governor. So that's a very good way to break
it down. Way different. You go to Vacaville, nobody's wearing masks.
Facts.
This I'm talking about in the middle of the pandemic, because I used to work in Vacaville. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more conservative out that way. Mm-hmm. Them folks was not wearing masks. Right. They was like, nah, we ain't with this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's the policy that's set. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's the attitude that those policymakers in that city have. And I want to speak of policymakers. I'm talking about city council members.
City council members.
City staff, things like that. Right, you know, right. The things that they're influencing. And it really is their vote. Like, are we going to end the mask mandate or not? Mm-hmm. You know, it's those type of things. When I'm talking to people, I try to talk to them in things that are relatable.
Right.
Because there's very few people who actually understand you know, all the logistics and politics, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All the different things that we discuss. But when you can put it to them on a simpler terms or something that they know face to face,
right?
You know, then it's
a lot more tangible.
Different.
Yeah, like hit different.
Here in Vallejo, we just passed an ordinance where in every other county and city has this, but we just been the one city that just kind of been lagging on it.
Right.
You can't smoke in multi-unit
housing, yeah, like apartments,
so we all know like that's common sense, and right, we know it's in like every other city, but we just, you know, we
just put it to paper.
Yeah, now it's official,
right?
You know what I mean? So, you know, they can implement that, but are they?
Right.
No.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like that type of stuff. You know, man, what I mean? Like,
this is love it.
Just little things that go on in the city that some people care about, some people don't. Some right. people gonna do it, some people not. You know.
But if we aware of it,
it's about that. It's about creating that awareness and actually, you know, giving it to people in terms in which they can understand or relate to.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
Because that's why a lot of people just don't even talk, because they don't even understand what yeah. they even They like, what they doing there.
You throwing too many big words at me. Since I don't understand them, I'm gonna take them as disrespect. Yeah. Watch your mouth. Like, watch your mouth.
I don't know what you even saying.
No, you good. No, I love it. I'm glad and you were able to articulate that, and I hope the people watching are able to digest it and maybe get on board, and we could lead to that awareness. Shoot, in the future, exactly. Maybe we could do a segment, some type of political segment that we right. can, you know, do consistently to consistently bring the knowledge, the awareness to the people of Vallejo, because this is a platform yeah. that I love, that I want to use for the city, for my community, and utilize all the people in my circle as well. So. Thank you for that. We're going to keep the show on the road. We're going to keep the wave rolling for surely. Got to get to the Rapid Wave segment. Introduced this earlier this year, about June, July. It's been a big hit. Me and Rio been loving all the responses we've been getting. Nice. I've been throwing just some hot questions out. I just want you to react. First thing that comes off the top of your mind, please say it. But if you want to simmer on it, I know some of these questions, I might ask you a top five list. I might ask you something a little bit deeper. So take your time if you need to.
All good.
But most of these should be nice, light, easy, and fun. So first of all, well, you like, are you more of a springtime guy, fall time guy?
Definitely fall, you know.
We about to say we in that fall weather right now.
My birthday, November 5th, so, you know, when it
fall, baby, got you, close. Got you. Okay. Early bird, or you sleeping in?
No, I'm up. I'm up early, like anticipating the alarm clock for some reason.
I'm with it. I'm the same way. Okay. You rather have a boys' night out or boys' night at the house?
At the house. Mm. The house, you know, I play poker.
Just, my dog, yeah, same.
You know, a little poker, chill out, you know, whatever. Watch the game.
Yep, okay. I could get it. I could dig it. Okay. Now, one of these got to go. Tacos, burgers, pizza, wings. The big foe. Tacos.
Pizza.
Pizza gone?
Out of there.
Okay. He's like, that's easy. That's easy.
Tacos,
okay.
Can't give up tacos now.
Facts. Come on, I got man. You. You a Walmart man or Target man?
Walmart, I guess. Target. Every time I go in there, I'm like, hey, it really is like they say. You be spending way too much.
Boy, yeah. Target. I've been going to Target now since I got my own spot. Yeah. Like, I be bored. But like you said, you go in there with Dove, spend $200.
Their stuff is definitely better quality than Walmart. Yeah.
Shout out up and up.
It's definitely a little bit different.
Facts. This is true. Okay. If you could go pro in any sport, what sport would you go pro in?
It would have been baseball.
Yeah, he's a baseball player.
Yeah, okay. Baseball. Got yeah, you. That's nice.
What was your number?
4.
That's my. I love the number 4. That's my favorite number. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good
yes,
number. Sir. Good number. Okay. I'm a big superhero nerd, so I gotta ask: any superpower that you could have, what would it be?
I always say it, man. If I could teleport.
Yeah, I'm about to say that. That's like, the main one I hear.
Literally. I need it.
For real. Just like, I need that one
just
ability.
Like, you know, you're so tired of driving. Like, oh, you just talk about going to Vegas. Like, I always say that when I'm yeah. going on a vacation. Like, man, let me just get back to the house.
Pool, easy. Back. You know, I'm a speedster, so I say super speed. So, yeah.
Hey, that'll work,
I
too.
Like, yeah, I like the journey. So, I just got to get there. All right. I hate to say it. You just got locked up. We sentenced you to death. What's your electric chair meal? The last plate you going to eat. Before you gotta go, which what's that gonna be? I know that's heavy, but we here.
My God, I'm gonna have to go with the best steak I can get. And I've been watching these videos, this Wagyu, and I'm just like, bro, just give me like some of this Wagyu, but like cook it,
yeah,
cook it for real. Like I don't need all that whatever it is.
Yeah, that raw medium rare shit. Yeah,
no, I'm good. I need mine cooked a little bit. Like I don't want it well done, but I'm gonna need it.
Yeah, medium well. We need a medium well for sure. Yeah. We need
you know edible.
Okay, so the Wagyu.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to try that Wagyu. You know, yeah. Just give me a giant piece of that great looking Instagram Wagyu, and we'll be all right.
Okay, I love it. Okay, all right, I got two more for you. Personal top three favorite Bay Area artists, not the biggest or the Mount Rushmore. Just your top three favorite.
Right now, or just like
in general, you could go past, present, maybe even future. Any artists coming up.
You know, you gotta go Tupac. Definitely
there
one.
You go. Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? Tupac for sure. You mm-hmm. know, number two, you know, you just can't miss with E-40.
There you go.
Okay, you got really to. Just can't. And
definitely a legend.
These new day, this new artist that I'm rocking with right now, 1100 himself.
Okay.
I've heard the name.
I'm
loving
sure.
his vibe, like for real. Like
I might have to tap in.
I just
now. Okay.
I just like different rap, you know what I mean? I'm not with all that extra gangster, you know, rap. Yeah. Like, I like to listen to what people saying.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Listen to some more lifestyle rap, you feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, because, you know, it's too much of that, you know, going on with everybody a killer.
Right. You know, yeah. We don't need shooter gang pow all the time. Yeah,
it's just too much. So, you know, as I've got older, I've tried to find artists with a little bit more real content.
Yeah.
And I like... them would be my three right now. I'm always stick with okay. Pac, 40 for
facts,
show.
Facts.
I really want to throw Neff in there because I'm always going stupid yeah. to Neff.
It's right? good. You know it's that. Good. Okay, we'll allow it. Okay. Last one for the rapid wave. I'm a sports fan, and as we transition to the sports segment, I like top fives. I've done quarterbacks recently. I've done wide receivers recently. So give me your top five running backs all time.
And I had my Gore on this morning.
Yeah.
I had my Gore on this morning.
He said, I got to throw Frankie in there.
You know, Frank in there. So I'm going to throw him at five.
Mm-hmm.
I always loved Ricky Williams.
Oh, Legats, too.
That was my guy.
Legats, too, for sure.
LT.
Yes, sir. That's the reason I'm a Charger fan. The reason I'm a Charger fan.
Two. I was a huge Reggie Bush fan.
Oh, yes. Like. And that's college as well.
I was just telling cool. people, like, Brad, I don't think there was anybody rawer than Reggie Bush.
In college, I was like, in college, yeah. That's one of the best like, players ever. Man best collegiate players ever.
Was on another level.
For real.
And then one, you probably, I mean, you know, I don't even know, really, man. Not really.
It's all personal. It's all personal. It's up to you.
Adrian Peterson was a stud.
Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong with all that. Yeah.
I know he ain't like number one greatest of all time because I'd probably put Frank Gore over like a lot of them dudes. But
yeah, he up there.
As far as my guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson was my guy.
That
boy
was
that
man.
Literally the one.
Yeah, for sure. He was the one. Like, just overall, everything.
He was
just had it all.
Crazy.
Okay, I love it. I love that. I love that answer. Thank you for that. That's gonna wrap it up for the Rapid Wave. Before we get into the sports segment, quick shout out to my sponsors really fast. Shout out to Vintage Variation. All your vintage apparel needs, men, women, children, from head to toe, from jackets to suits to skirts to pants, corduroy jackets, corduroy everything. Like I said, vintage apparel, shoes, everything you need. Please go shop with my man, A-Dub. He'll definitely take care of you for sure. Shout out to Become Cosmetics. Y'all always see the box, the brand, always on the podcast. The relaunch is in the works, so we got a lot of good stuff planned. And be very, very frosty for that because it's going to be nice. It's going to be really nice. Also, Kaya Clips. Come on. Roach Clips for you. Ladies, y'all spend too much money on your fingernails to be burning them on a little roach. Go ahead and get it to a Kaya Clip. Hit up Podcast Bree. She can make you a custom one. We got the What's the Wave versions available anytime, all the time. Please just hit the DM and we could go provide that for you. And always the man with the plan, the man behind the cam, Rio, Reels Productions. He got the lights. He got the cam. He provide all that action for sure, for sure. If you need anything point and shot, stitch and sewed, edited up, holla at my dog. He's definitely going to take care of you on the front end, middle end, and on the back end. So just know he's always available for that. So thank you to my sponsors always and foremost. But let's get into some sports. It's football. I love recording on Sundays. It's football Sundays. We got the game on in the background right now. NFL is in full swing, about 5 weeks in. You say you're a Niners fan. We address that. I'm a Chargers fan. We play in the season later this year, so I'm going to holler at you. Believe me, I'm going to be in your ear. Already got a bet for that game place.
I'm trying to get to that one.
It's good. How you feeling right now? Y'all just lost to the Falcons today. Y'all got this quarterback controversy a little bit with Jimmy and Trey Lance and all of that. So where you at? Where your team right now?
Yeah,
I think what y'all like 2-3 right now. Maybe
we 3-3.
Y'all 3-3.
2-0 in the division.
Okay,
so we gonna win the division. That's really what matters.
Yeah,
but I was never a Trey Lance fan.
Yeah, I'm not
I've
even.
Never
to me,
really,
he got an ugly ass throwing motion.
Yeah, it's like, ugly.
It's ugly. Like, I can't get
I
with
was
it.
Like, there's other quarterbacks that really play quarterback that mm-hmm. was being drafted. But I was telling, I mean, we were so raw. I didn't understand, you know, looking for this new quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know where the Jimmy G hate come from. He cool to me. Like, he got y'all to the ball.
His
I don't
record
know.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah, he
if you look
he wins.
At his win-loss record.
He wins.
Everybody would want him. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just being real.
Yeah.
Now, it is about the system. You know?
So
he
definitely doesn't have to
we don't have to over-exercise him in the system. Facts. But, you know, winning games is what matters, you know, and that's what Jimmy do. But, you know, our defense hurt, so we toe up right now, you know. Yeah,
y'all did. Y'all is a little dinged up on that side.
I feel like we going to be all right once the defense get back, but, you know, we got to get that defense right.
Yeah.
And score. I mean, we just got to score more.
The division is a little weird because Arizona ain't – Kyler Murray got me mad because that's my fantasy quarterback. He got me bent right now. The Rams are still looking a little teeter-totterish. Yeah. But the Seahawks is actually holding their weight with Geno Smith. So, but I still would pick y'all to go to finish strong out that division.
We should have a way better record. That Bears game was awful.
Yeah.
And then losing to the Broncos was just like...
That was also crazy. We play the Broncos on Monday night for tomorrow, so we better not lose that. They I'm tired of trash.
Like, that was like...
That was wild.
And name proved me that we should have lost that game. Like, every game I've watched for them, I'm like, man, how did we lose? Like,
silly. Y'all be in it. Y'all be in it for sure.
It's that defense. We gonna be solid.
Y'all be all right. Since your team is in the NFC, do you have a favorite team in the AFC that you like? We got Kansas City, Buffalo on right now. Right. Is maybe one of them two teams. Do you like the Chargers? Do you like the Bengals still? Any AFC team you like?
You know, this year I really did like the Dolphins if they was really gonna really be solid. But with all the Tua issues right now, I don't know if they really gonna be that good at this point. But that's who I really did like out of the AFC, out of surprise. I like all these teams. Yeah. You know, the AFC, they the younger quarterbacks. Got a lot of young QBs, younger quarterbacks that's really coming up big time. Lamar
Lamar,
a fan favorite.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like, probably, it'd probably be the Dolphins. I just like their jerseys, all it is for me. It's the just their jerseys.
They go crazy. I like
it. I can't like the Chiefs.
Right, yeah, me neither. Rio, he over here eating it up. Like I said, Rio, our resident Chief fan. He rocking all this Chiefs, stuff. He going crazy.
I don't mind. It's all right.
Okay, I love it. We'll take it. Okay, let's go to the hardwood. NBA season starting next week on Tuesday, I believe. Yeah. Who do you got a squad?
Man, y'all gonna hate me, man. I've been a Kings fan my whole life.
Hey, talk about it.
You know what I mean?
I got the Kenny, the Nick Gnome, you feel me? I don't set no expectation for my seasons the last couple years, but I'm gonna keep it so real.
Is that what that is? The Knicks?
Yes, the Knicks Gnome. Yeah, that's my boy Kenny right there. He rode with me every episode. But the Kings, I'm a fan. Like I said, y'all had a lot of great players over the years. Yeah. Just overall, we don't gotta stay too long on them as well. Overall expectations, y'all gonna make playoffs, some noise.
Yeah, we're going to make it this year.
30-40 win team, maybe. Because it's the West, though.
I would say 43-44.
Okay.
Hopefully, we can get in somehow that play-in game.
Yep.
But it was a lot of teams that just fell off this year. So, you know, the Jazz, they off.
Yeah.
I mean, the only team that's really throwing me off that's going to be on the up is Zion and the Pelicans
the Pelicans
that I can think about. They're going to be probably up.
I would say the Grizzlies still going to be hungry.
Yeah.
The Nuggets still going to be in there if they get Murray back. They get Jamal Murray back. So, they still got those still viable squads.
We can make it, though. I don't know if Portland going to be that good.
I'm about to say Portland teeter-totter. Yeah. The Spurs might teeter-totter a little bit this year.
Spurs ain't going to be good.
But you still got, Lakers. The Clippers coming back healthy, so you got to watch for them.
Clippers, I think the Clippers going to be like top three, top four.
The Warriors up there. So, you still got your little hierarchy in the West.
It's going to be tough, but they make it good with 10 teams now instead of just the 8. So, that helps out big time. But I think this finally going to be the year we do it. You know, as a Kings fan, we say it every single year.
Talk about it. I'm telling you, I got a coworker, he's a Kings fan. Shout out Joe. He be holding it down,
too. We literally say it every year, man, but I think this is going to be the year.
I love it. Okay, we'll keep it there for the hoop for sure. Let's move it on to one of my favorite parts of the podcast. Even though it's the last part, I call it the story arc. I'm an anime fan, so I love different storylines, story arcs, and little stuff like that. So I want to get yours. You mentioned it beforehand, when I asked you, where did your kind of knack for politics kind of start and arise? So I want you to give me kind of overall general origin story of when you knew you had a knack for it, but then wanted to pursue it as something that you wanted to do. Where did you kind of see that shift in your life?
Yeah, man. Thank you for that question. Yeah. So, at the end of high school, man, I just realized, I think it was Schwarzenegger, you know, he was he was either governor or just got done winning or something. I can't even remember, but you know, he was really my real inspiration on, man, I can do this. Yeah. You know, a regular person can get involved. And I'm not saying Arnold Schwarzenegger is a regular person because he obviously isn't.
Right.
But, you know, somebody that's not just, you know, there's no major in politics.
Yeah, for sure.
It's political science, but there's nothing that's saying, oh, you do politics.
Right.
You know, other than, you know, that's why I don't even call it politics. I truthfully say public service.
Yeah.
Because that's what it really is deeply rooted in me. Mm-hmm. It's public service. But one of the main things, you know, striving to be the governor of California, first African-American governor of California.
Hell,
it's something
yeah.
I've been working on since I was 17. And I always tell people all the time, I'm working on it day by day, spiritually, physically, and mentally. Mm-hmm. You know, ain't nothing going to stop me but God.
Come on.
You know what I mean? I truly believe that if he don't want me to do this, then I will be directed in a different path.
Facts.
But I've been blessed with the opportunities, and you know, I'm just gonna ride it out, ride the wave as long as I
come
can.
On,
you know what
on.
I mean? For do real. It. And we obviously making noise and doing the right things.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't be sitting here today.
Absolutely.
You know what
absolutely.
I mean? And I tell people that all the time, like, you know, you know you're nothing without your support team.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Facts. I'm nothing without the campaign contributions that have come in, mm-hmm. people that have done different things for me.
Like you said, you and the wife been out there putting in work. Like y'all been out here putting in the groundwork.
It's real.
Like, we see it.
You know, and those type of things really, you know, sit with me even when I'm just sitting back as a voter all those years. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I'm voting for somebody who I feel he deeply is, you know, entrenched and really wanting to give back to our community, really cares about the common person, not somebody that just, oh, I got a BMW, I'm better than that person in a Toyota
right.
type of mentality, type of person, mindset. You know, we all equal.
Facts.
And I truly always come back to me when I'm having these conversations with my friends, even when we were that young, is we live in this world, we need to make a rule.
Mm-hmm.
Stop living in everybody else's rules.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I like it.
We
like
need...
That.
We have every right to make one ourselves.
Yeah.
Or at least to influence some sort of change, you know. So that's one of the main reasons that I've been involved in public mm-hmm. service is just, you know, I don't want to just make a rule, but I also want to, you know, it's not a rule, obviously.
Right, right.
I was just talking to people in more simpler terms, but you know, setting policy is huge.
Yeah,
you know,
just really, like really having to set that actual standard. Like,
yes,
yeah,
it's,
so
it's a really big thing. So that's always been something that I've been just devoted to, committed to, and like I said, working on it day by day, taking it day by day, mm-hmm. and leaving it in God's hands for real.
Facts.
Seriously,
no, I love it. I love it. But hearing how long now you've been at this, like you said, since 17, and like as you said, you kind of hit almost that 30 mark now.
31 next month. Yeah.
There it is. Give me just, I know you had multiple and still face them every day. Give me a challenge you had to overcome, a hurdle you had to jump over, just in this space, whether it was fully getting started, maybe for this campaign, or just finding the right information to do it the right way. Can you just give me maybe a little hiccup that you had to get through?
Definitely. Yeah. 2018, I was running for city council.
Mm-hmm.
Came out, made some noise. People was like, whoa, who was that?
Right.
At that point, I was 26. So, you know, I've been knowing I was going to run. I tell people all the time, it didn't matter what city I lived in, I was going to be running.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Because I got a goal that I'm trying to reach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know the steps. Like I tell people, you got to know what's going to take you there. You got to mm-hmm. know what route to take. You know what I mean? You trying to go pro in football, you know, you need to be working at D1,
all that.
You know,
exactly.
You trying to get to D1 and you trying to get drafted and everything else.
Right.
So you got to know where you want to go. But 2018, I didn't know all the processes that I needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to get on the ballot. I didn't know that it was going to cost $1,000 to get on the ballot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't have $1,000. I didn't have $1,000 raised. I had that support team because mm-hmm. people obviously know that I've been, you know, pursuing this type of work literally since I was very young. So people were ready to support me, but they didn't know how to support me.
Right,
I didn't know how to ask for that support either.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you had to learn the steps in which the route to take, you right. know. So
just all the little nuances.
It took a
and
lot,
stuff,
you know, to because yeah. I was just a self-declared candidate in 2018, mm-hmm. but now I took the necessary steps. Now I'm on the ballot,
right?
You know, instead of just a write-in candidate,
right?
On the ballot, that, yeah. Huge difference. So,
huge difference.
You know, those little things, those little hiccups, and then also, you know, people just undermining us because we're younger.
Real talk.
You know what I mean? Not wanting to take us serious, or, you know, everybody wants to throw out the E-word experience.
Yeah.
But,
shit, we know. Got another E-word, effort, man. Put in that effort. There we is. Out here. Engagement. There it we is. Got a couple of them. Yeah.
Where is that? Because people get on me about, you know, I always talk about, like, well, why are you getting into politics when you're 40 and 50?
Right.
If you really cared about this community and you really wanted to seek change in your life and you really devoted to that type of work, you would have been in it already.
Information don't have an age.
Like, you would have already been there. I get mad because I ain't run at 18.
Right.
Because I wasn't aware, you know, to run for 18 at 18 years old. You right. know what I mean? I had these goals and aspirations, but I didn't have the knowledge at that point. And if I did have the knowledge, I probably would have been running since I was 18.
You feel me?
You know what I mean? But those are the type of things that I look at when mm-hmm. I'm looking at candidates. Like, how devoted, how committed are you really yeah. to this process?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because win or lose, you're a resident, you're a citizen in this beautiful city.
Yeah.
And you owe it to everybody in this city to contribute.
To do something around here.
Man.
Come on, man. Get off your ass. Go get that bag. Come
man, on. For real. Like you say, for real. Go get that bag.
But from kind of one of those trial periods, one of those testing times, give me a feel-good moment. Give me where you was just like, oh, yeah, I'm here. Like one of those flex moments where you was like, yeah.
Those feel-good moments for me is undermining me.
Like breaking that narrative
literally
up. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, y'all think I ain't ready? Okay, I'm just gonna go harder.
Facts.
I'm just gonna keep pushing.
Facts.
I'm not going nowhere. You know, think that you like, because they want to be mean on Facebook or something.
Right.
Like, it's some lady like going crazy on me the other day, and I'm like, just because I'm not willing to insult you back and forth all day doesn't mean I'm not somebody that's fit to be on council. Actually, it would, in my mind, it says the opposite.
Right.
That this person is like not willing to, you know, it's not noise, because I feel like every voice needs to be heard and every concern should be fully listened to and considered.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I always used to say to people. They used to hate it. It said, listen and consider. Yeah. I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm going to listen to what you're saying.
Right.
I would never disrespect you by not listening to what you're saying here.
Right.
But I do have the right to consider
yeah.
my options.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Just like you, same approach with this vote. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
You have options. Exactly.
You got options.
You gotta hear everybody out, take what you can.
Listen and consider.
Yeah.
So, you know, this lady's going nuts on me, but I've never just like, you know, I'm not with that all going back and forth on people. Okay. They want you to do that. But
you got time for the rah-rahness.
And then, you know, being African American as well, we already looked at it in a negative light. When you're
facts.
A person of color, you know what I mean,
you
really
automatically
gotta
loud.
Do it twice twice as good as them other folks. Or, you know, like I tell my wife all the time, you gotta maintain a certain set of professionalism
always.
You know, you're holding yourself to a different standard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as long as you keep that in the back of your mind, in whatever profession you're doing, like obviously you're running an awesome production here, you're running an awesome show.
Appreciate
it's
you.
On the up. You exemplifying professionalism
thank
to
you,
the
thank
T.
You.
These are the type of things mm-hmm. that elevate you. You know what I mean? And it's a mutual respect. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know, you're not like Wendy Williams or something, just like coming at somebody. I'm sorry to even bring her up.
Nah, you good. But I get what you're saying.
I just thought of a talk show host or something that just like irritates me. But you know what I mean? Somebody just like always at the people or like, you know, confrontational or controversial. you know, I see you, what you're doing. You
trying to uplift. Trying to uplift. Trying to be positive. We're trying to show love. Be good. Yeah, it's no, like I said, it's okay to be happy, y'all. It's okay to be happy.
It's okay. It really is.
But no, thank you. Thank you for that. And to really put a bow on this present of an episode, what's next? What can we expect just from Dwight Monroe Jr., not just as a councilman, even before, after that, if that goes as planned, if things go differently, just what can we expect to see from you just overall?
Definitely, man. Like I keep telling people, I am the community candidate. I'm the one that's really out there in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to doing cleanups, feeding the homeless, I'm working with all these different nonprofits. You know, that's one thing that I've learned here just over the journey is people can't want to have their name on everything.
Facts.
You got to be willing to work, sacrifice, give your time and efforts to other people's cause.
Yes.
Because we all in this together. Mm-hmm. You know, if you win, I win.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be selfish with these victories. So, you know, I'm always participating in different community events, showing support anywhere and everywhere I can, because mm-hmm. you just never know. Like I said, like even with a small business, you never know what, you know, buying a cookie from somebody does.
Legit.
Like
legit.
Literally a cookie. Mm-hmm. Like, or some beads, or
exactly. a bracelet, a candy whatever. Bar, anything, a hat,
you
some
don't
socks.
Know what power that has. So, you know, all you can really do is just keep supporting, keep doing the right things, where, you know, you doing so much good in the community that the blessings are just going to come back to you. I don't know what's next for me. You know what I mean? I know that I'm not going to stop running.
Come on,
this ain't gonna be my first. Yeah, this ain't gonna be my first or last.
Single man, come on, we making albums out here. Come on, man.
Like I always feel bad for not even taking that L in 2018.
Like you said,
I'm like, I'm willing to live and learn. You know,
that
could have
been gained experience, just gained experience. But thank you again. Yeah. Thank you for your time. One more time. Please get out and vote, everybody.
Yes,
make
vote.
A difference.
November
like you said,
8th.
You get your ballot November 8th. You got to pull up in person. I got mine in the mail. We finna fill that out and send that off for sure. Find out what district you're in, who is running for your district, how you can get in contact with them. It's not that hard. It's really not that difficult. Just take the time, put in the effort, and we can see Vallejo change within the course of the next, 2 to 3 years, 5 years, if that, too. So when you have kids, you at least know they'll be better off than the schools you was raised in and, you know, environments, the hospitals you went to, the police officers that came and picked you up or checked you. It would be a lot different. You got that power. Make sure to use it, y'all. Other than that, thank you again, Dwight. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Like, share, subscribe. Tell somebody about it, because I know that y'all watching. Other than that, thank y'all for the support. Get your What's the Wave t-shirts. Hit up Real Reels if you need some production. Hit up the voting office booth. November 8th. Come on, we in here. Thank y'all for tuning in, and we'll see y'all next Wednesday. Like pillow pets getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet, because I'm just trying to get a quick check.